USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's Election Day again in Georgia, as the final Senate seat will be determined between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock. The federal government has delayed its enforcement of Real ID by 2 years, giving Americans more time to get ID cards that comply with the security requirements. DHS announced the full enforcement date will be pushed from May of 2023 to May of 2025.
We just ran off to the Justice of the Peace before we could change our minds. We're a little bit crazy, aren't we?
Yeah, she's a whole lot crazy, and I'm not at all. That averages out to just a little...
Two-time Emmy-winning actress of the classic sitcom Cheers and the comedy Veronica's Closet, Kirstie Alley, has died. She was 71. Her passing was announced Monday night by her children. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.